one.
Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram. I'm here. Right now, that's what my shirt says. I'm here.
I'm here. Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number 464.
Oh my gosh.
Woo! Woo! That is a lot of podcasts. We are broadcasting live here from Houston, Texas. And Matt and I, we are your
Results Rebels.
I wanted to jump into a review that we got.
All right.
So, and then when we read this review, then we can actually point over there to Yvonne, because it's really not directed at you and I.
Okay.
And it is, of course, though, even though it may be a little critical, it is
five stars. Thank you.
This is from Mattia Kalian, who's given 9 reviews and has 2 photos up on Google My Business.
Boom. Right? So,
great podcast, guys. One note, though. Surely you can do something better with your audio quality. You may notice this is a different mic right here already.
That is a nice mic.
We are already doing stuff as it relates to our podcast.
Some of it could just be that I mumbled too.
Yeah. So we tried to throw Matt under the bus entirely.
Yes.
And then we're like, you know, it's a collective team effort.
We have upgraded. You can see there's a studio.
Yes.
We don't have powder room yet, but it's coming.
So
we're making people famous here online.
Speaking of reviews, I'm going to jump into this right away. We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. By the way, it's not a marketing problem. We solve marketing problems.
We do. I like that. That's a good tagline.
We solve marketing problems. It is a review problem. So at one point on Facebook, we had 101 reviews.
I do remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
We have now 9.
What? Facebook said those people don't matter.
Those people.
Whoa.
So if you've left us a review,
you need to email Facebook.
Stand up and snub your nose at Facebook by writing us another review. That's what we need your help. We don't get paid to do the show. We get paid in reviews. So you got to say and. Yeah.
So we're looking at getting set up. We can talk about this too. I'm getting a lot of feedback, Ivan. A lot of feedback. We
are set up.
Yes. So this is a new website for anybody watching.
If you're on YouTube, thank you for make sure you subscribe and follow. You're seeing that we are actually pointing to the screen behind us, where you see a there's a particular name of this, but it's a.
Well, this is the caricatures.
This is the cover of our podcast if you're looking for it. Yep.
But this is a new type of website.
For some reason, I'm the boring guy in the suit, and Matt is Superman in disguise. I don't know exactly what that's about. It's who was in control of the artwork? It wasn't me.
I don't know. You look really nice.
Says Superman.
Well, reviews bad.
So this is a new site, right?
Well, this is a new site because here's the thing. Like, you don't control your own platform,
right?
Facebook can decide to get rid of like 100 of your
reviews. Yeah, we lost them. Yeah. Couldn't do anything about it.
So bestseopodcast.com.
Yes.
You can come check it out. This is a PWA. So in the past, remember we used to have mobile sites. You do the little M dot, right?
Yeah,
mobile, and then the response have got merged.
Yep, put them together. Yeah.
Well, now apps are getting merged.
With websites. Yeah.
Okay? And you can actually download it, listen to all episodes.
And that's called
a PWA.
A progressive web app. Progressive web app.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're gonna be building this out more, but also, you will be able to pay us.
Yes.
We're gonna set up a Patreon account.
Okay.
So if you wanna tip us a cup of coffee or something like that.
Yeah. Or a jet airplane.
We'll have those options available. You know, 5, 10, 50, jet airplane.
50 million, 150 million, whatever.
We do need to get Landry's on here. You know, he might let us ride around in that.
Oh, that would be cool.
Right, yeah. But anyways, this is kind of something new, so come check it out, bestseopodcast.com. Please leave us a review. I already hate Yelp. Okay, Yelp, you hear me. You came to recruit at my school.
I hate Yelp so much that I donated to a Kickstarter campaign, which was called The Million Dollar Bully, which was a documentary about how Yelp is a million dollar bully. That video is out there. I haven't watched it.
You're seriously taking action.
Yeah, I took action.
I want to take action to save the rainforest right now. It's like burning.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's, I am. It's like, weird. It's the lungs of the earth.
It
this is worse.
Feels
is,
like the rainforest should be quenched, not burning. I don't know.
It's true. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, on a less serious note, but on a more serious internet marketing note, Chris.
Let's jump. So here's the article that we have today. Actually, I don't even have the title here. It's another article for Brian Dean. It's like 21 tips for doing great SEO.
Brian Dean, we're like creeping on you.
Yeah, this is the second one. Well, really, this is going to be the fourth podcast in a row that we've done with Brian Dean's information.
We're fans.
It's just that good.
Yeah.
Like, it's
he's really solid.
And this is going to be a three podcast series because there's so
much. Oh my gosh.
It's 21 pieces of information. I say we just jump into it.
All right. I think we next time we just need to get Brian Dean.
Get him to show up. Yep.
Because I got a couple people from.
By the way, he's with Backlinko. Like, if you want to do him some service, go check out Backlinko. Really good stuff over there.
Him and Neil Patel are just skyscraping it all over the place.
Yeah, that's why.
But I got some good people committed to coming on the podcast.
Okay, cool.
I was up at a conference in New York. And,
cool. So they're going to fit in this box? Did you make sure that they would fit in the box behind us? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
For the Yelpers, not Yelpers. We hate Yelp. Isn't that who we are? For the YouTubers.
Know. And then, for the LinkedIners out there.
Too. LinkedIners. A lot more happening on LinkedIn now.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 21. He's actually gives us three bonuses. So we're going to cover a couple in this podcast. Number one is optimize your site for Google Rank Brain.
Yeah.
That seems easy. So should we go on to next?
You just click a button.
Go to number two now? Or
you just click a button and you're done.
So what is Google Rank Brain? You've got to be asking that. And Rank Brain is really about the happier you make Google users, the higher you will rank. And I like you. You often talk about the Google Dance, and Rank Brain is part of what causes the Google Dance, right?
Yeah. So the Rank Brain's the AI that they're building on, basically trying to mimic.
Back in October 2015, so it's been with us.
No, it's kind of like Tesla. They continue to improve it based on all the data that comes in.
Yep.
And they're trying to give the users what they're looking for, right? Yep. So that's the ultimate goal. And if you do that, you don't need to worry about anything else. You need to go, hey, how do I take care of my visitors? How do I take care of my customers?
Well, you kind of need to like juice it, right?
Even
if it's great, you got to juice it and get it up, get it some exposure. And then if it's providing value to them, it's going to stick.
Well, you got to do PR. If you have a business out there, you got to kind of let people know you have it. And really what he does throughout the site is talk about ways to speak to Rank Brain.
Right.
But if you dive into Rank Brain, there's some white papers out there. You can learn a lot. But it gets pretty much in the weeds with the data science.
So he does ask the question, how do you optimize for Google Rank Brain? First, improve your organic click-through rate.
He's going to go through the list.
Of course he is. Yeah. And these don't even count as part of the 21, right? So here, this is all still part of optimize your site for Google Rank Brain. Number one, first, improve your organic click-through rate. People love the results. Let's boot. This is what Google's thinking when you've increased the click-through rate. People love this result. Let's boost it to the top of the page so it's easier to find, right?
That's exactly. I can tell you that we can do SEO and get people in the top spot, top five positions, not a problem. Now, the second half of the game is staying there.
Yeah,
right?
Sticking.
It's sticking. Like, we can get you there, but you got to stick. And you can't just game it to do that, right? You got to legitimately earn it.
Deliver value.
And you got to deliver value, and you got to be what people are looking for. Everything is changing in search, right? And you really got to do the right thing by the visitor, and Google will take care of you because that's all it's looking to do too.
Yeah.
So you don't go use another search engine. And click-through rate is absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. Make sure people aren't clicking the back button, the crumbs. Make sure that people are sticking around the page with videos or unique content or taking some kind of call to action.
Yep.
There's a lot of things that you look at, but click-through rate is super important. That comes down to meta description as well.
Yeah, and that's what I have. He says, Brian says, I have a very cool strategy that you can use to improve your click-through rate. It's later in this post. It's actually strategy number four, really kind of focused on meta description. One thing he says about your meta description, and this is like wasn't top of mind for me, add numbers to your title description. So he gives an example, 17 insanely actionable SEO tips for 2018, which I think is an article we've actually covered. You're more likely to get click-throughs if there's a number in that particular content.
So you know what that goes back to? That goes back to actually psychology.
Yes.
And people are think like a numbered list. People go, there's value in numbered lists.
That's everything I need to know.
These are the 17 things I need to know. And now that I have that value, like it actually gives
everything.
You yeah. a little bit of
endorphins.
Yeah, endorphins. Yeah. And exactly. And so basically the serotonin goes up and you're like, oh, I got it.
I now know everything.
Yeah, I now know everything. And that's actually what that is. One of the other things is you can use AdWords to figure out what those meta descriptions are. And then implement that from SEO.
And you're stealing. Be careful.
Oh, sorry.
So next, he says, improve your bounce rate or dwell time. Again, this is how you're improving your rank according to RankBrain, right? Optimizing your site for RankBrain. Sites with a good bounce rate ranked above sites with a poor bounce rate. This is a survey, an analysis of 1.3 million Google searches. So that's pretty important the way that works. Also recommend breaking up your content into mini bite-sized chunks. And I'm gonna add. You gotta be in every one of my shots. Is that what it is? And I'm gonna add video. Right, video is a great way to increase your dwell time because if they're there watching the video, then they're gonna dwell there longer.
Yeah.
Number two, discover untapped keywords on Reddit. So we mentioned this in one of our last three podcasts. Reddit, he calls Reddit the front page of the internet. Reddit is a keyword research gold mine. Really, you just need to spend time on Reddit and then search for your topics. And then all of this information comes down and you can find keyword opportunities in those results.
So Elon Musk talked about on a podcast he was on, Joe Rogan podcast, he was talking about how like the internet or Google is just like basically like a neural link, right? With your fingers to what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Reddit is like when you're in the forums and stuff like that, it's just free flow information, like real time what people are thinking. So it's really good for like trend research and that sort of thing. So,
yeah, absolutely. All right, number three is update, upgrade, and republish old blog posts. This increased my traffic by 111.37, because we have to be precise, percent. I have to ask you a question. How many of you would like an increase in your traffic of 111? We can skip the 0.37%.
So this is one of the things that we've already been implementing for a lot of our clients that we're refreshing content.
Yeah.
When you get over, say 30, 50 posts, and if you're not showing up in the Google SERPs for that blog, you're not getting any juice from it.
No value.
So we're unindexing those, we're rewriting the articles or mashing them up, making them more skyscraper posts and then republishing them. And we've seen a lot of success from that. I don't have the metrics in front of me, but
it's working.
100% or so is pretty consistent.
So Brian talks about how he got an email out of the blue, where a guy named Emil,
out of the blue,
well, maybe he was in the loo reading his email. It seemingly came out of the loo. So Emil had used the skyscraper technique and had created a lot of really good value and actually put together a case study. So what Brian did is he added that case study to existing content. And then of course, after you update the content, you gotta re-promote that content.
Yes.
Right? Either to your own list, well, directly, of course, to your own list, and of course, on social media, etc. And that's how we got 111.37% increase in organic traffic.
Very nice.
To that particular page. Number four, copy AdWords ads to make killer title and description tags. Right? So there's no secret that compelling title and description tags get more clicks on the SERPs. So this goes back to RankBrain, increase your click-through rate. So you want to have a compelling tag and a compelling description.
And I know that we're talking a lot about SEO, but like a lot of people, I got my start in PPC. And a lot of the things you learn in PPC and how the algorithm works apply to SEO. So the better you understand the algorithm, the better you understand how to do what you're trying to do.
So I think something really relevant in right now is last week you were out just having fun, doing nothing, basically, right?
Up in New York City.
In New York City, at a conference, right?
At a marketing conference.
And one of the things that, as we're kind of debriefing from this conference, is there's a room filled with agencies, and what was the skill that they all tended not to have and not to focus on?
Not a lot of them were doing search. A lot of them were doing, they were advertising company, right. Online advertising company. They were running ads. Some of them were doing email automation, which is super big, and I think a lot of people need to use that more. But there were very few companies that were doing search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got just case study after case study of hockey stick after hockey stick in the right direction for our customers because of the search results that we're getting for them.
I mean, the reason I kind of like, so we have an internal like PPC team and SEO team, and it's kind of like, you know, the dark side, light side, whatever. I don't know which side's which.
Healthy competition, yes.
But what I will tell you is the reason that I've moved more to SEO is the ROI on getting something ranked organically or in the maps is exponential. With ads, it's a one-to-one.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay?
You turn off the ads, they're done.
Yeah, and ads are like people that are going after coupons.
Yeah.
Okay, you always gotta put an offer, you gotta get them to a landing page, and it's only really 15% of the traffic. There was a Bright Local study that just came out, it's talking about the service ads, that Google takes a portion of your sale.
Yeah.
That further cannibalized it.
Yeah.
So ads are now in industries that have those, down to 11%.
Wow.
11% ads, and that's how Google's become like one of the biggest companies in the world. But guess where all the traffic is? Guess where the research, the better candidates that do their research, that wanna work with you, wanna buy from you, where they're sitting, where they're hanging out, where you wanna be fishing, is in search.
Yep.
In the organic search and the map.
Yep. Yep. So a blog post optimized around the keyword glass water bottle. So this is an example. First, he just does a search for glass water bottles, and then he looks at all the paid ads that are there, and like pulls out the bits and pieces that he likes. Like, so in his case, BPA free, keeps you hydrated, durable, reusable. All of these are things that he might not have thought of. He just needed to go out there and kind of prime up the creative juices.
And I will say this, and I think that it's really important for the SEOers out there, okay, is sometimes, and we actually have it built into our product buckets,
yeah,
doing just research on the client. I think when SEO, we're so busy with activity, it's not good work all the time.
Yeah.
And so you gotta take a step back, and you gotta like use your brain and figure out what that target persona is, what that customer journey is, what those people are seeing, what's the conversation going on in their head. And you know, doing the research to pull out what those keywords, it took a second. He couldn't just go.
Yeah.
He had to look at it, had to engage like what was going on, and then put implementation in it. And that is something that if we just did that more and we built that into our model with our different SEO buckets, and it's made a huge impact that not everybody's running. Like, it's kind of like measure twice, cut once.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. All right, number five, find broken link building opportunities on Wikipedia. All right, so note, this is an advanced SEO strategy, so if you're new to search engine optimization, it's pretty brilliant. So broken link building has it all, scalable, white hat, and it's powerful.
Yes.
So one of the challenges, though, is where do you find the broken links? The value with Wikipedia is they actually say
dead link.
It actually says dead link in the references. So they let it sit there for a while before the editors actually pull it out. So you can actually do a search for your phrase and the phrase dead link on Wikipedia, and boom, you can find those locations.
So I have a little story about broken link building,
right,
or not so broken link building.
Yeah.
So we do offer to people in the community, if they want to do a guest post with us, there's an option under SEO tools to come do a guest post. I had people reaching out to me. One guy in particular, I can't remember his name, but he was pretty, I even emailed him. I was like, this is ballsy, dude.
Yeah.
So basically some of the Neil Patel like links
techniques
that we had, he was like, no, switch that out from my article.
from Neil Patel to his.
To him, and I like pulled up his article and I was like,
Nah.
I mean, but the thing is, if your article is really good, you can go after those links of people's blogs that are ranking really high, but just set your sights like to a point. Like, and the thing is, if this article was technically a lot better than Neil Patel's, I would have done
probably
it.
Probably would have switched.
But he's just like, switch this out with mine. And I'm like, I actually spent time to look at it because I was like, maybe he went in all this detail and link and Neil's
maybe he's
you know,
earned
some
it.
Basic stuff, you know? And then I just emailed him back. I was like, dude, if you want to write an article, you know, like we could do that, but I'm not gonna be switching this stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind of funny.
And we'll get into a reason why you wouldn't want to change from a Neil Patel link to somebody of a lesser value link from your website.
Sorry guys, I'm coughing a little bit, so apologize in your ears, but outbound links, Google's looking at that. They want to see where you're sharing your goodness.
We'll get there.
All right. I didn't read this article. Sorry.
Number six, steal your competitor's best keywords. Two ways to find keywords, enter random keywords into a tool and like see if those are good keywords. And the other is find the exact keywords that your competitors are already ranking for. There's lots of tools that you can do that with. Now,
next.
We know that.
Okay. What did he say?
And then number seven. Number seven. Optimize your content to maximize shareability. Right?
That is a lot of where people are missing the boat.
Let's face it, most content online isn't worth sharing.
Ooh.
Wait, you were just weren't you talking about an article that wasn't worth sharing?
Well, it depends where you're at.
Yeah.
Start where you're at. And then, you know, don't measure yourself against what anybody else is doing. You got to start the journey somewhere. So I'm not saying it's a bad article.
Right.
I'm just saying he was coming at me.
It was not as good as Neil Patel's article. Let's face it, most of it's bad. And without shares, especially backlinks, you're not going to rank that content on Google. So here's a guide. He gave us some tips on guide to write viral content. Again, these are like freebies, not even included in the 21.
Well, when I'm saying shareable, I'm like, you got to make sure you got your shareable buttons.
Okay,
right? on where you're active.
That's part of it for sure.
Yeah.
One of the ones he says is write short URLs. Short URLs tend to get more clicks.
It's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next, put social sharing buttons prominently on the page.
That's important.
Right? And be clear.
Google, on the platforms that you're actually active on.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
not
people,
on a dead
people
platform.
People want to put
random platforms that they don't even do anything on. Not
it
a good
cool.
idea.
Yeah. Mm.
To be clear, Google was probably not using social signals for a ranking factor, at least not directly.
Yes, they are.
And then,
I will tell you that they are absolutely using ranking factors. They're using social signals.
And if you think about this, you're really killing two birds with one stone, right? So if you're making your content shareable, it's also going to be that same content which you're going to dwell on most, right? Like if you see it and you're like, and you click off of it so quickly and you're not dwelling on the page, then that's not going to be content you're sharing. So if you make it share worthy, then you're also going to be increasing dwell time.
I want to know who decided it was called dwell time.
I don't know. I think he did because it's time on site, time on page.
Yeah, well, I know, but people have been starting to use that. Like just like HubSpot came up with inbound marketing.
Yeah.
I wonder who came up with like.
Do you want to come up with another word?
Yeah.
You want to just make up one right now? Like a patif, right?
Yeah.
Punch in the face. That's
like a shiko.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Oh, we didn't cover that in the beginning, did we?
No,
we forgot. Yeah. We'll get
We're
back
getting
to that.
Too professional corporate over here.
Number eight, link out to authority sites. So this is what Matt was talking about. Hummingbird, Penguin, we all know about those, but people often forget about Hilltop. Hilltop was an algorithm update or an algorithm cataclysm. Hilltop is essentially, there's old school, right?
Yeah.
Hilltop is essentially an on-page SEO signal way that tells Google whether or not a page is a hub of information. So simple, hubs are determined by the quality and relevance of those pages that are in your outbound links, right? So the bottom line is link to at least three, this is like pro tip, it kind of is like hidden in here. Bottom line is link to at least three quality, relevant sources in every piece of content that you ever publish or die.
Well, I believe that, and then probably 3 to 4 internal links too, as far as like site structure goes.
Yeah.
So typically you always want to have some outbound links and then you want to have some inbound links.
Yeah, the link juice that you have the most control over so that you should spend the most time on, right? It's a limited amount of links is those links of your own website. You have total control over those. So point the juice the places that you want to. right?
So Brian sent us the punch in the face coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there could be a drink called Link Juice.
Link Juice. That would be cool. I would like that.
We could send some people
some Link
Juice.
We're sending you some Link Juice. Just link to us.
Yeah, or something.
That, I like that.
Like a wow gift.
Very, very cool. All right, so that is all we have for this particular podcast. Our next podcast is going to cover the next 8 items in this article.
So just binge watch us.
Yes.
I know you're at the gym and we haven't produced a lot of podcasts recently. We are going to be binging producing them as well.
Yep.
We're also coming up with some different formats. We're on some different platforms. I know we've been talking about this for a while on the podcast, but actually, you know, it takes a while to get those things going and we're getting those things implemented. And really, SSEOpodcast.com is going to start to be the hub. We are on, we're on Pandora, iHeartRadio now.
Yep.
We got to get on Amazon. I think we can get on Amazon. There's one other one we're on. Well, like you can go to podcasts and Amazon.
No, I think I've been on that one for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're just blowing up.
So we do have something to kind of request of you. Until we're on Patreon, right?
Yeah.
There isn't really a way for us to get paid. You can give us a jet later once we get on Patreon and we have that as an option. Until then, really the way we get paid is in likes, follows, and reviews. We're down to almost no reviews on Facebook, 9 reviews on Facebook.
Thanks,
so if
Facebook.
You could go to facebook.com/
eWeb Results.
Or Best SEO podcast. Either one of those will take you. And please leave us a review. Please make that review 5 stars. If you're looking to grow your business. Yeah.
No, I was just saying you could include some target keywords in the review as well.
Yes, absolutely. If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet.
The internet.
Call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724.
And we have consultants standing by.
Yes. Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call.
See if you can get to the next step, because the next step is pretty exciting. It's called From Problems to Profit Plan. So we find the problems that are happening.
Fast, 5 times.
Problems to Profit Plan, Problems to Profit Plan, Problems to Profit Plan, Problems to Profit Plan, Problems to Profit Plan.
Or Marketing Workshop.
Well, that's the next step. So from problem, we look at your internet marketing strategy, what's going on with your website. We identify the problems and look at the opportunities that are going to lead you to profit in your internet marketing strategy.
We're launching that new page this week too. Monday.
That new page. I believe that's ewebresults.com/thatnewpage.
Profit dash plan, I think.
Profit dash plan?
Yeah.
That'll be here soon, maybe even by the time you hear this podcast.
Ooh.
I do want to say, if you get a chance, Shiko us.
Share a like or a follow.
Shiko us on any of our platforms. Just Google us and, you know, whatever your platform, Facebook and searches, Twitter searches, Instagram searches.
I got banned on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then they killed all my followers. I have 0 followers.
Maybe it's what you're doing that's making us lose our reviews.
I'm only gaming it on my own account.
On your own account.
I learn the algorithm.
Right.
And then
and the limits. The limits of the algorithm.
For all our clients.
We were filmed live here at 13105 Northwest Freeway, Houston, Texas. We're suite. What are we? Suite 500-34.
Yeah, 35 and 34 and 32 and 31. We got a bunch of suites.
Yes. 77040. If you'd like transcript video or audio of this podcast, you can find it at bestseopodcast.com.
Boom!
Until the next podcast.
Take your C60.
Wait, we are the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. We are one of the most popular.
If the reviews are still there, you gotta go check.
We are one, I did, on iTunes. Right, actually, next 2 reviews are iTunes.
Oh!
And we are one of the most popular internet marketing podcasts on iTunes. That is because of y'all. All y'all, yous guys, everyone out there, we really appreciate you.
You.
If you're on a YouTube, please subscribe. Please click the button, subscribe, follow. And if you're in the podcast, make sure that you subscribe so you get them regularly. My name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now.